Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Quiet. God bless you. For the testimony, you pray for me, and I pray for you. God will change things. God will change things. As we get ready now to bring forth our preacher, I make no apologies at all about the thing that I'm about to say. I make no apologies about this. And that is this. For the last 2 or 3 months, the pastor, I've been feeling like God is taking me to another level. I can't put it in words. I can't really explain it, but it's like God is taking me.
I know what you're talking about.
To another level. And once I thought I'd fight it to say, well, no, I'm contented where I am. But how many of you know when you fight against God, you're destined to lose?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Because God will always be the victor. And so I'm wanting now just to give over to God and let him do what he wants to do.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
That God has another level. Amen. That God has another level. And I sense it in my spirit. Amen. I sense it in my spirit. As the preacher get ready to come now, would you stand on your feet? We're gonna kind of dabble in this little phrase moment, that we're gonna grab something from way back, but it's kind of in between. It ain't slow and it ain't fast either. But I think this will bring the preacher up just right. Because we're living in difficult times, somebody. Come on, we're living. I'm not the only one here to know that. We are living in some difficult times. But this is what you got to know. This little song right here, I think, will compliment as the preacher comes forth. Time is filled with swift transition. Oh, now on earth can, let me see if I'm hearing you. Will you just thank me? Yeah.
Have your way.
Thank you, Bishop.
Have your way.
Thank you, Church.
Have your way.
Thank you. You may readjust.
Yes.
Thank you, Pleasant Green, my gang.
God bless.
I'm happy about my gang, Pastor.
Yes.
I'm blessed to be with them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Doesn't mean that the storm doesn't come.
Right.
But
right.
It means that they know how to handle it in the midst of the storm. And I love them so dearly.
Yeah.
People don't have to be kind to you.
No.
But when they are, you can at least say thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, just raise your hand. Now, that's a pleasant reading, isn't it?
Amen.
Thank you. Thank
wonderful.
You. Thank you.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yes. Tonight is a good night.
It is.
Today was a beautiful day.
Yes.
And I pray that the Lord worked it out for you.
Yes.
Today. And that he have touched your life in such a special way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So when you come to his house, you're shouting without doubting.
Yeah.
You don't have a closet religion.
Come on.
And you're willing to tie up the house.
Talk
because to. God has been so good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You have your Bibles and go to the book of Mark.
Yes, sir.
I think the 7th chapter, 31st verse.
Yes, sir. Let's see. Yes, sir.
Mark, 7th chapter. Just have it, just say amen. You can't find it, steal from your neighbor. You know how it is when you're in school, you just copy it off the paper.
Yes, sir.
Just copy it off your neighbor's paper.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Copying is sometimes good, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coast of Decapolis.
Yes.
And they bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech.
Yes.
And they beseeched him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears and spit and touched his tongue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And looking up to heaven, he sighed.
Yes.
And say unto him, Essa, that is, be open. And straightway his ears were open.
Yes.
And the string of his tongue was loose. And he spake plain.
Yes.
And he charged them that they should tell no man, but the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal they published and were beyond measure astonished, saying, he had done all things well.
Yes, sir.
He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak.
Yes.
Let's just talk for a little while here on this afternoon. Well done.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
well
done.
Let me start in time and with us. When God woke us up this morning, I have some believers in the house that can say it was well done.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In by the noonday hour, I believe I have some believers in the house that can testify again that it was well done.
Yes, sir.
And by the time it got into the afternoon hours where the sun was going down, and 6:30 and 7 o'clock this afternoon was approaching right now at this hour in live time right now.
Yes, sir.
We can say, well.
Well done. Yes, sir.
When Eli Whitney created the cotton gin, black folk could say, well done.
Yes, sir.
When the Wright brothers put the plane together at Kitty Hawk, and the plane took off and got into the sky, I believe they said, well done.
Yeah.
Believe when Alexander Graham Bell made a voice move from one state to another state, he could say, well done.
Yes, yes, yes.
When George Washington Carver could look at a peanut and discover that there was oil in the nut and discovered how he could extract the oil out of the peanut, he could say, well done.
Yeah.
I believe that when Martin Luther King heard his speech that I went to the mountaintop.
Yeah, yes.
He says, I may not get there when you get there. But I've seen the glory of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
He was simply saying, well.